Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and thank you for joining me today for the broadcast. I'm going to continue right on in a message that I began yesterday entitled Two Fires Burning. There are two fires that are burning in the earth today, and one is the fires of hell, the ungodly, the wicked, the violent, the increasingly criminal and evil acts that we see being perpetrated on an individual level and nationally. The world has never been in such a sad, pathetic, pitiful condition because we have no answers. People are desperate and there's no respect for life. We have so changed in these last few decades in my own life. I mean, I was born in the 40s and there have been such dramatic changes that have occurred just in my lifetime. Goodness, those who were, if there's any 100-year-old people or a little bit older, what changes have they seen? And beloved, it has not been for the better. However, what we want to talk about today is another fire that is burning, and that is the fire of the Holy Ghost. The Word tells us that our God is a consuming fire. Jesus said, "If your eye be single, then your whole body will be full of light." And we need, beloved, that single eye of faith to obey the Lord, to obey His calling, to be obedient to whatever He would speak to our hearts. Many have followed the wisdom of man and find themselves today undone. World leaders, legislatures, people in government, they can't seem to find the answers. And there are multitudes who are working practically night and day for an answer, a real answer. And they're in despair and in desperation. Beloved, the only answer is in Jesus. Nations have sown to the wind and are reaping the whirlwind. We see the tragic harvest of our fleshly planting. God said, He said that, and it's a principle. There are not only physical laws of God that we readily understand, for example, the law of gravity, the law of motion, but there are spiritual laws that God has set in place. And just as you can't defy a natural law of gravity, if you jump off of a building, it will be a regrettable experience because gravity will smack you right down on the ground. But there are spiritual principles, and that is, as we sow, we will reap. God said if we sowed to the flesh, we should of the flesh reap corruption. But the Lord also gave us a glorious promise that if we sow to the Spirit, we shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Jesus came, beloved, to set humanity free. He came, didn't He say that? He said, "I came not only to give you life, but to give you life more abundantly." He's come to give us fullness of experience in Him. He would withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly before Him. He loves us, and we need to understand, regardless of how we may have been brought up or what you've heard preachers tell you, our God is a loving God. He has done what He has done because He loves humanity so much. What more could He do than send the only begotten Son of the Father, Jesus? And not only did Jesus go through unimaginable, we cannot really comprehend the suffering that Jesus went through, the separation from His Father, the terrible physical torture and abuse and the ridicule and the mocking. It is beyond our a realm of appreciation, I think, and comprehension to know what Jesus did to pay it all for us, to fulfill and to complete that completed atoning work of redemption that he accomplished for us. But I've often been aware of, what do you suppose the Father's heart felt when he looked upon Jesus? How he must have grieved, how he must have, when he said, well, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased, that this beautiful Son of God and Son of Man was willing to suffer and die, to withhold nothing from his heavenly Father, to walk in sinless perfection. He was the only man that ever did, or woman, that walked in sinless perfection, never sinned, and was the perfect sacrifice, the perfect atonement for you and I. He laid down his life for you, beloved, for me. Oh, if we could somehow just have greater depth and appreciation and awareness of what it cost God the Father and Jesus. Oh my goodness, and do you suppose all the angels, the two-thirds that remained faithful to the Lord, what terror and horror they must have beheld, what was happening to the darling of heaven, Jesus willingly enduring all of that. They would have come gladly. Remember when he was in the garden, he said he could call, what, how many legions of angels to come and rescue him? But he was willing to do what the Father asked of him. Oh, beloved, we need to have our eyes single upon the Lord. He came to give us abundant life. And we certainly can't condemn those who have done all they could in the natural, in terms of their human wisdom, to try and solve or at least alleviate the ills of this world, the ills of this nation. But quite simply, beloved, man's best efforts are not good enough. People, therefore, are going to be consumed by one of two fires, that is, the fire of flesh or the fire of the Holy Spirit. There's no middle ground. In these last days, there is a dividing line. People cannot sit on the fence anymore. People have to make a decision. It all comes down to, what are you going to do with Jesus? And if you are willing, if you'll say yes to the Lord, he can take things that would in the natural seem so impossible, and he, with God, all things are possible. The fire of God that is burning in the earth today consumes the dross while it glorifies. The word tells us, if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. And the fire of the Spirit is burning the dross of the natural man. Hear these beautiful words found in Malachi 3:3. It speaks of God as a refiner and purifier of silver. That passage says, and he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi. Beloved, though that's us, those are the priests. We are kings and priests unto our God. He shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Oh, beloved, the holy fire is a refining influence of God's Holy Spirit within us. Job 23:10 states, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. David said in Psalm 66:10, for thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. God said in Isaiah 1:25, I will turn my hand upon thee and purely purge away thy dross and take away all thy tin. Oh, beloved, his holy fire, the fire that consumes the dross but does not destroy the person, enables that person to glorify the Lord in word, in body, in deeds, or action. That holy fire purifying us, burning up all that doesn't belong there, all the works of the body, all the the desires of the flesh nature, and we find ourselves consumed with a holy fire, the passion of our first love, where we want to live for Jesus. We want to tell everyone about how wonderful, how good He is, how marvelous is our day-to-day life. Is our day-to-day lives the experience? It's an adventure with God. But not only that, there is the assurance of eternal life, of once we pass this earthly realm, once we take our last breath, should the Lord tarry, when death comes, we will be forever with the Lord. Praise God. His holy fire, beloved, illuminates and gives light to us, just as natural fire years ago before electricity, they had nothing but what? Candlelight, oil lamps, and that was used to give light in the darkness. Well, His fire not only purifies, it gives us light to our path. He will strengthen us. He will quicken us. He will enable us to rise above our circumstances. Don't we need that? The enemy doesn't, he's unrelenting in his attacks, and it's so easy. We've all fallen so many times. There's, you know, surprise attacks. Things happen we're not expecting, and it throws us into a tizzy. But God's Holy Spirit will strengthen us. He'll quicken us. He will enable us to rise above whatever those problems are. And with every temptation, the Word says, He'll make a way of escape. He'll enable us to stand tall in the furnace of affliction, if you will, the furnace of burning, until all wrongful passions of this life are consumed and we yield ourselves to the Lord and we glorify Him. There is a calling, beloved, a calling from the tree of life, a calling that is just as Moses, when he stood before that burning bush, commissioning us to surrender to the Lord, to be aware that we're standing on holy ground and that He will send us forth to fulfill His purposes in our life. Well, I see my time is gone. It's seemed to have flown by this broadcast. We will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join me at this same time. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. Or should you miss a broadcast or want to rehear it, please feel free to go to our website, click on the on-air broadcast, and you can listen anytime. There are there at for your convenience. God bless you. Thank you for spending this time with me. I thank you for your prayers. And if you need the support of agreeing prayer, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass Mamie saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,